Welcome to Soul Busy.
I'm Rach.
And I'm Carly,
your CEO
and COO
sisters.
We share unfiltered convo on balancing hustle with mindfulness
while running successful businesses with soul
and the real life between it all. Marina Verano.
Hi.
Welcome, baby girl.
We love
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
We've been like long distance friends for a long time.
Years.
Like also like have so many mutual friends.
For like, absolutely no reason also.
What?
I don't even know how we became friends.
I actually think that we talked a long time about your denim. Did you have a denim?
The sweats.
Company. Yep. Yeah.
I remember. Camille, Taylor,
yeah.
It was just like
just mutual friends.
All Taylor, the Boston girls that made it to LA, like you were the common theme. We all knew
the LA crew.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So you lived in LA.
Yep.
Well, how was that?
LA is awesome. LA is a different animal. I think it's funny. When I'm younger, when I was in my younger 20s, I thought it was like magic. And it is when you go. But now, like as you grow up and obviously how important family is, which we're going to touch upon, like being near them is something that I have completely learned to not take for granted. LA is a great place to visit. I'm so glad I lived there when I did. But to be like back home in Boston, the city that I was born and raised in, is like priceless.
I agree.
How long did you live there?
5-6 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you like a whole hate LA. Mm-hmm. No hate, but like I just also kind of hate it.
No, 100%. I hate to say that, like, but I've grown to hate it.
I haven't had the best experiences in California.
I hear that all the time.
Like personally, I just like don't know.
I feel like if you're not, like,
I don't know.
Like, were you like seeing famous people all the time? Like, did it get annoying?
Yeah, or, like, I mean, you'll see them at like coffee shops.
I think it's a little bit more regular.
Yeah, it becomes so normal and they're so dressed normal that I've been in places where I'm like, my friend's like, oh my God, that was Will Ferrell. And I'm like, where?
Yeah.
Like, it was at Equinox. Like, you don't even notice it because they're so normal about their day. And if they're not walking with a posse of people, right? What's going to make you look? That's usually what makes people do a double take, right?
Right.
If you watch someone be swarmed, you know? But it becomes so normal, like the coffee shops, because they live down the street.
I also find it so odd. Like, I would just never like approach a celebrity if I saw them.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like.
And they look
what
so
would you say?
Normal.
Hey, I'm Carly. Like, can I have your autograph? Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to pitch your brand, like, in the middle of, like, you know what I mean?
Middle of the gym, like super, hey, in between sets.
Yeah, like, they're at the gym. Like, leave them alone.
Right.
I did like one breakfast spot I went to in LA once.
It was
called The Griddle.
Oh, The Griddle, yeah.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Those pancakes will live rent-free in my head.
Oh, amazing.
For the rest of my life.
Famous.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
It was like a stick of butter.
Yes.
Oh. Was like in the pancakes.
The whole flavor was butter, yeah. Maybe a touch of vanilla,
really,
but it was butter.
Yeah. So like food. Like food's your life.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I grew up in the hospitality industry. Food is the way that my dad has always related to people, right? My dad dropped out of eighth grade and was selling used cars and was like, what am I doing? I got two small kids. I'm making no money. Him and my mom didn't have $3 combined. But, you know, you make it work with help of family, this, that, the other. But he was like, I'm not even passionate about this. Like, I would never want my kids to do something they're not passionate about. And he was showing up every day in a suit to sell used cars in Everett, Massachusetts. And he was like, well, how they met is my dad hired my mom at his uncle's sub shop. When he dropped out of eighth grade, he became the manager, if you want to call it, of my uncle, his uncle's sub shop. And he hired my mom. She was 13. He was 16.
I love this.
And she was the cashier. And that's how they met. They still have their notes on the guest checks. Like, hey, baby, let me take you out to dinner. And
that's
like
an Italian love affair.
Oh, yeah. And it's all crumbled because she used to like crumble them and throw them at him like a movie. And they have it in a book, all the guest check notes that he used to write.
Why? They saved that.
That's a really cute story.
Yeah, I can't get a
you
text
back. You should
like
make that like a like framed photo like in your house.
Did I feel you hear like I said I can't get a text back. And
you can't get a text
no,
back.
No, and that's the goals that I have.
You were like, wait, did you hear my joke?
I'm like,
can we like rewind?
We actually didn't hear your joke because I was listening
honestly,
to you about your mom.
I was thinking about a love story. You're like, wait, but did you hear my
and
joke?
I'm like, yeah, I can't even get a text back.
I don't imagine that's that. My,
oh,
not.
No.
Is that hard? Like dating scene right now?
100%. It's so hard. And that's
Boston's
why.
It's pretty tough.
Really?
Too.
You're so hot. Like,
no, it's so hard. It's like, and more so like I've lowered my, like, I'm like, you know what? You can't always have that. You got to create your own love story, right? But the same morals I can want, right? I want respect. I want that.
Yes.
I know I'm not going to meet him in Barnes and Nobles and he's not going to slip a note under a book like it's this.
Yeah.
You know what
Your
I mean?
Expectations like, are like guest
right.
checks.
So like I've completely lowered that. But I think dating is so hard. And it's one of those things where like I just know what I want because I see my parents. Like they walk in the house. They have the same handshake for 40 years. Here, knock your mic over. They have the same handshake. Like, it's just awesome. And like, little things go the long way, right? Like, my dad knows my mom's favorite donut from Dunkin' Donuts, right?
What is it?
And he knows that it's the pink sprinkles or the chocolate frosted.
I love her.
Both great options.
Amazing. If they don't have one, she gets the other. But the new batch comes in at 12 o'clock, right? The 24-hour one on Route 1. He'll go after 12 because the fresh batch comes in.
You know what time the fresh batch of donuts comes in Route 1 Norwood?
Yeah.
Do you say Route 1 Norwood?
Yeah.
All I hear is Route 1 Norwood.
Wait, yeah. So your mom's favorite donut ever, though, is Dunkin' Donuts?
I know. We're so Boston.
No, I do like a Dunkin' Donuts. I recently had a Boston cream for the first time.
Unbelievable.
Never had one.
Unbelievable. Had my first one.
I like
one.
Them because they're like dense.
They're dense, yes.
Yeah, it was a problem. I had no clue.
The cream starts oozing out. It was like an outer body experience.
Yeah.
I didn't think we would be talking.
Well, sometimes I don't really love like too many interruptions, as Carly knows, and like my food, like I like a simple situation. Yeah. But, and so I was like kind of hesitant because I'm like, okay, we already have the chocolate frosting.
When did you have
what made you say Boston cream when you were there?
I'll tell you. So we had landscapers at my house and I had a very specific vision.
Okay.
That I was having them play out.
Look how serious she is.
They were there till 8 p.m. at night. So I felt bad. So I went and got them all donuts.
That's very nice of you.
And very kind. It was definitely not a fresh batch. And so I threw some Boston cream in there because I had no idea what variety. These men would like. I just wanted to be thoughtful. And none of them chose it.
Not working.
And so
you had the leftover.
So
ones.
I had the leftover Boston cream.
No, they're most famous for that.
And it was a joy. Yeah. I mean, like, I was thrilled. It was delightful. Okay, just a quick recap. We've gone from donuts to setup. Carly is texting her husband about
Boston cops.
Boston cops.
There's someone on in the cop.
We're recording.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, now I'll figure it out.
We're putting it on.
No. Yep. I'll figure it out.
Okay, cool. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. So we're going to set you up. We're going to find someone.
Perfect.
Yeah. Really what you need is Andrea Rubin. My mom's like the ultimate setup.
Okay. A little Celtics player coming in.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't do that lifestyle.
No, I think you're like more wholesome than that.
Oh my God. I want to just bake cupcakes and cookies and I don't go out. I don't drink
low key.
Also.
Yeah. Low you don't key. Drink. Oh, see, yeah. You're in the crew.
Yeah, I don't drink.
Yeah. Love that. Love that about
Never
you.
Never been drunk in my life, 29 years old.
Okay. So I can't say that, but I definitely don't. Like
you've
actively drink.
No, I don't. My dad has never had a sip of alcohol. Every commercial you see, that's Coke flattened out that he cheers with and says salute. It's supposed to be wine. My dad's never had a sip of alcohol in 55 years. That's
wow.
55.
He looks great, by
that's
the way.
That's hot.
Thank you. And my brother's never had a sip. 4 years, BC, top of his class, never had a sip of alcohol. We don't drink. We joke. Like, my mom will drink for us.
Wait, we need to back up. So first of all, like, you're... family is a Boston legend, right? Like,
thank you. Yeah.
We need to tell the people though, like what you guys own and what your life is and like all of that. Give them the
give
rundown.
Us the deeds.
Yeah. So in 2003, my dad took a shot and opened up Strega North End, which is now called, you know, Strega by Nick Verano. That's on Hanover Street in North End's Little Italy. After that, he opened up Nico, which is a block away after my brother. Then he opened Strega Waterfront and then he opened Strip by Strega.
Where's the one named after you?
Oh, we'll get there.
Okay.
And then he opened
up. We had the best steak of our entire lives at Strip by Strig, and we talk about it. It's been like 10 years since we've had it.
Yeah.
And we still talk about it to this day.
Amazing.
No, I have some things to say.
Yeah, we have things to say about
great things.
So then he opened up Rena's Pizza in 2015, and then he opened up Fratelli in the casino, Frank and Nick's in Giardino. Then in 2020, my dad sold the big three, we call them, because they were the biggest seaters. He sold Strip by Strega, Strega Waterfront, and Strega Prime, that was right on Route 1.
Yeah.
And he sold that to a public company. So then he kept his babies in the North End because, like, he was never going to get rid of Strega North End. Like, that's his bread and butter.
So he still owned those.
Yeah, he kept Strega North End.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm going to
flex that hookup. That's great to know.
Oh, my God, whenever. Strega Brunch, like, you should bring your girls in. It's a swing in the napkins, cocktail trees.
Yeah, the cocktail tree. My friends go all the time.
Oh, my God, that's incredible.
Oh, yeah, it's like either Pop Smoke is playing or Taylor Swift.
So good.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The best restaurants. Like I remember like the era of time too when he did own them where anytime I had company, I booked a reservation at those
restaurants. Like anyone in town?
Anyone would come to visit me in town.
We went to the one in the waterfront the most.
Yes.
Waterfront was the most. I frequented there all the time. I like thought I was cool going there.
The bar was so fun.
It is so fun. Like it's a hot spot.
Yeah.
Like,
was it so fun that your dad owned those?
It was so, it just was awesome. Cause it's like one thing to go out and like, I don't drink, which we just touched upon, like to go out and just feel safe. Cause it was my spot. Like there was no pressure to like do anything. It's just like, I felt home.
We get that cause our parents owned businesses. So it's very different. Cause we would walk into like carpet samples, but I remember walking into your parents' business.
I still felt cool saying my parents owned the business.
It's like you'd go in there and you'd kind of feel like a sense of pride.
Yes,
like, it's
of course.
Cool.
Like he built this, like, come on friends. And I would just like take them in the kitchen and like show them where we make bread. And they're like, oh no. And it's just like, it's a sense of pride.
Would you like eat the cherries from the bar? are.
Oh my God. Raspberries, blueberries. Now with all these crazy drinks for like all the summer cocktails, there's so many fruits up on the bar and I'll just be like unconscious a little bit.
And just like
late, the bartender's like, oh, okay.
I would like the cherries.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. She's like, stop.
Big on Shirley Temples right now.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Really big on them.
That's like your craving.
It's not a craving. It's just like anytime we go out to dinner, like it's the first thing I'm ordering.
So
just
you're
like,
going out to dinner tonight. You're ordering a Shirley Temple.
Oh, hell yeah. Stop. Only pregnant. I would never order a Shirley Temple.
Where's the restaurant for you?
Okay. So Rena's Pizzeria opened up in 2015.
Oh,
and
right.
That
Rena.
Is my mother's cutlets. We rebranded it. It's the same space.
Oh.
Yeah. So we opened up my mother's cutlets.
Whose idea was that?
So my brother, I have to give him credit. Okay, so my mom has made cutlets ever since we were little. I mean, someone came over after school. It was like, we weren't getting Chex Mix. She was making cutlets for us.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions about that too.
Yeah, like that
I want to know about this, like the cutlet. Like, how do you make?
Are you allowed to tell me the breading of the cutlet?
Yeah, like, how do you make a perfect cutlet? Like, give us some tips and tricks. Yeah,
okay, so she makes her own breading.
Okay.
And I'll there's like, and to be honest, I know I'm 29 years old and I should know. I like maybe could like get a gist of it, but I would still need it written down. Like, I can't just do it off the cuff.
But that's okay. We shouldn't tell anyone anyways.
Like, do we, like, hammer the chicken?
Oh, yes.
We pound the chicken thin.
You have to. Very, very, very thin.
How many coats of breading should I put on the cutlet?
Honestly, she does one, but she makes sure, she does a lot of pats. It's more pats than passes. Like, she eggs it and she puts it in.
And what does she fry it in?
Oil.
Olive?
Yeah, olive oil sometimes if I prefer it, if I'm on like a healthy kick, but vegetable oil.
Vegetable oil. Yeah. Like that's like the way to do
you
it.
You have to do it.
You got to just do it in
the
vegetable oil.
You can't go about
oil.
These
Everyone
other
needs
routes.
To know that
so we've gone from a gut health, no seed oil
podcast. Those are hand.
Podcast
those yep. are put in the pan.
Yeah.
Those
Everything's
are not,
pan fried. Yeah. No fry later.
Pan fried.
Pan fry. Probably, she probably fits about like six in a pan.
Wow.
And,
wow.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
It's a big ass pan.
Yeah. Like almost like a big like skillet. Like a cast iron skillet almost.
Okay, noted. Thank you.
So your brother had the idea.
So my brother had the idea and he's like, this would crush it. So my brother worked in New York for many years and you know all the fads and stuff that work in New York are insane. Like you walk by a new venture, line out the door and it's all these gimmicky things. And he's like, ours, like my mother's cutlets is a gimmicky name, but we have the product to back it up. These cutlets are amazing. I've never had someone say they don't like it. Usually what my mom does is I eat them like, they're like french fries. Like I just cut my cutlet up and I'll eat it.
Yeah.
But she picks out the bread of a fresh like scallie roll or a French baguette because you pick it out so that you can fit more toppings.
Love a scallie
prosciutto,
roll.
The mancini peppers, fresh mozzarella,
You're
or someone
me hungry.
Just wants American
I'm salivating.
Cheese. And she presses it thin. No, I can't even talk about it.
Your brother's right though, because I've always said like we lack in Boston sandwich shops like that.
Yeah.
Because like in New York and Long Island, they have all the cutlet places.
So where is like my mother's cutlet?
It's in the
right next to Strega. Like it touches, shares a wall with Strega North End.
I was literally just there.
Yeah, if you're looking at Strega, it's right on the right.
I haven't been to Strega North End in a while. I want to go.
Yeah, let's go.
We
tonight?
Should go. You were living different lives. I'm literally going to be sleeping by 8 p.m.
All right,
like,
so tomorrow.
Drooling. Yeah, okay,
like
perfect.
5 o'clock maybe? So yeah. I will adjust.
No, love you. But
do you have like, do you work at my mother's cutlets with them or are you just like there for fun?
No, so honestly, we opened up pretty much with zero staff. My dad was like, we're just going to do family, this, that, the other.
I
how
love
soon
him.
He realized that wasn't going to work.
Because it's slammed.
So much fun though. Like, I'm talking, I would come home, I'd have, you know, sesame seeds in my bra.
I love that.
Like we were a mess. Sauce all in between my Air Forces, like my laces were red.
Fun.
It was so fun. We're yelling at each other, yeah. But we're also laughing.
That is fun. It's good memories.
And that type of fast pace, it's what I like to call is Chipotle for Italians. Why this didn't exist sooner, I don't know. But having a, like my dad cracked the code. Why does Chipotle work? You made the fucking bowl.
Right.
How can you not like it?
Right.
You chose what's going in it.
Right. Is that a similar concept to my mother's cutlets?
Yeah.
Like, give me the rundown.
Yeah, so you
I've
can
never
either
been.
Get,
I want to go.
You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want. So we have, your cutlets are, we have veal cutlets, eggplant cutlets, chicken cutlets, grilled chicken,
okay.
Or meatball, and gluten-free breading for the eggplant or the chicken
wow.
cutlet. So those are all your cutlets, and you get on a seeded roll, you can get it on a salad, you can get on a wrap, you can get it on a gluten-free wrap, or you can get it on Ro's tomato salad. So my Aunt Ro, my dad's sister, makes this infamous from their mother, who unfortunately passed away, but she left this recipe behind. Classic tomato salad. It's olive oil, spices, oregano.
Yeah.
Tomatoes from a garden. Those they have to be from a garden.
Low-carb girlies.
And it marinates. The most refreshing tomato salad you'll ever have.
Mm.
So a lot of people have been getting that as their base, and then the chicken cutlet on top, balsamic, fresh tomato, fresh
a
mozzarella.
Treat.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's fantastic.
If you don't
nice
want that,
lunch.
You get on lettuce. And then obviously the wrap or the sandwich. Our semolina sesame roll is the,
I mean,
what
I
people
want
are going for.
Yeah. In my mouth. I was
okay, so unbelievable. Because I really like when it's like a chicken cutlet, mozzarella.
You can get vodka sauce.
Balsamic.
The vodka sauce is insane.
And then roasted red peppers.
Oh my God, I love roasted red peppers.
That's just like what I can't find in Boston, and I find it very confusing.
You get it in an hour.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I would really like
it's
that.
It's amazing.
And I might need Joe to like pick that up.
Well, you can talk to him.
Yeah, let's call him. Send him.
He goes all the time. He loves it. He was like your first customer one of the days.
No, he was.
He loved it so
much.
And
I'm staring at him, and he's looking at me, and I'm like, hi. Yeah, no, it'll be right out.
Yeah, yell at him.
And I'm
next
looking
time.
At him because I know him and he knows me, but we're not saying nothing.
He always just leave him.
That's very Joe. That's the most
And I
Joe.
Have his name because I have to write it on the ticket. So I'm like, here, Joe.
And his last name's Petruzziella.
I just went to Brico there in the North End.
What?
I went to Brico in the North End.
Oh, yeah, amazing.
It was good.
They're known for their espresso martinis.
You know what I think is overrated? Trattoria Il Panino.
So the same owner.
Yours?
No.
You scared me.
You're like, yeah, we own that.
No, same guy owns that one, Brico.
I don't think it's good.
Mare, oops. Umbria, the whole North End, pretty much.
Yeah,
all of the North End, wow.
He owns like 9, I think.
If you had to pick 3 places in the North End that you would eat, obviously yours, you can have one of them be yours. Like, whatever else
give
would
us
you
the
eat?
Rundown.
Okay. So
is that
Strega,
allowed?
Yeah, Strega and Nico, tied up for one.
Yeah, okay. let's do all of your restaurants tied up for one.
For dinner, though. Like, I would take my mother's clouds out of it. I actually do get it for dinner a lot, but sit down, okay?
Yeah.
So I would do those two. After that, I would honestly say...
So excited. Come on.
Oh, this is tough. In the North End. Because, like, that's the thing.
All right, give me other ones. Wherever.
Other restaurants? Yeah. Like, Moo's up there for me.
I love Moo.
Like, I love the Columbus group.
Oh, I think they crush it. I think
But I have
something
amazing to say to them.
What?
They got rid of a restaurant.
They got rid of my favorite
Lindana's?
Restaurant. Yeah.
Have you ever had the fonduta? Tell me you have the cheese.
They still make it for us.
Fuck you, Marina.
Do you have... Okay, stop.
That's the only reason we go.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Can they make me the fonduta?
100%.
Hey, what do you do? Sit at the bar, though, right?
No. You just ask for the chef.
But
he makes it.
I could cry over that restaurant.
We've never
can
gone.
You tell them to turn it back?
Yeah.
I was so upset Lindana's that they got rid of that restaurant that I want you to know. I DM'd them and sent emails. And I was like, you're making a mistake.
Yeah.
This is not what you should do. Like, why are you making 2 of Moo?
Right. There's already one in Boston.
Love and,
no,
Moo,
more
but
in Boston.
Like,
there's
like 3.
Beacon. Yeah.
Yeah, they like Seaport. Rebranded like 3 restaurants.
Fave. Yep.
Oh, Lindana was iconic.
My parents had date night every Friday night.
It was Mike and I would only go there for date night. Like, literally, we would drive there. We loved it.
They will make it. And it tastes the exact same.
But
so my thing is, you have the ingredients. Why won't you just put it on the menu?
Right.
People love it.
The fondue.
The pepperoni.
Can your dad make that happen
for Boston?
The
bread being crunchy. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell him to make the fondue to come back.
Yeah. It's
the
best.
Or he can make it for us.
The chef comes out and brings it out himself.
That is
He
knows
that's the only reason we go. My mom's favorite thing on the menu is the fondue. She won't. I mean, the steak's great. Amazing. But you can also go, Abe and Louie, you go anywhere for steak.
They also once had this cake that I'll never forget.
Abe and Louie's. Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Abe's.
Fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's more like the to sit on Boylston on a nice day.
It's like Boston.
They have a good cookie skillet. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you.
I'm
I could
hungry.
Eat with you 100%.
I'm really hungry.
Cookie skillet, I'm a connoisseur.
Yeah,
where's the best one?
Honestly, believe it or not, Joe's American Bar and Grill.
Oh, yeah, love that. Love that cookie skillet.
Oh, my God. Yeah, wait, you guys have a place here in Framingham that I didn't know you guys had.
I think Joe's is gone.
BJ's.
What's BJ's?
Oh, they have the best one?
The Pazookies?
Yeah, I've never had.
What's BJ's?
It's like on Route 9. You know what it is.
Wait. Is that what mom just told me to go do?
No, I don't
know.
No,
I'm not kidding, guys. Okay, I know it's like a fat. No, I'm going to go. Oh my God, I want to go now.
BJ's Framingham?
Yeah.
Like, are you talking about like BJ's Wholesale
Club? No. You know what I'm talking about.
It's a restaurant.
No, you guys don't understand. I'll die for BJ's.
Is it good there?
I want them to sponsor me. Sponsor me.
BJ sponsor Marina. Also, if you have somebody there that's single, she'd like to date you.
I'll have a Pazookie like date off. Look at the Pazookies.
Oh, it's a nice. Oh, shit.
They got Oreo. They got M&M. I'm talking the best cookie dough I've ever had.
So it's a fresh baked chocolate chip cookie, rich vanilla bean ice cream in a skillet.
Unbelievable.
Why are we hungry?
And it comes out in a trio, guys.
Going to get this tonight. What? Maybe.
Check if it's on you probably DoorDash it.
She can pick it up.
Oh, boy. Oh, my husband.
So you worked at your mother's Cutlets for a little bit.
Yeah,
you don't
opening,
fully work there.
No, I just really helped out. And I still will. Like, say they're, like, short staff. I'm like, I'll work the, because usually we break the shifts up from like morning to 3-4 and then 4 to close. I'll hop in one of those. Like, I love it because now it's like I'm not doing it all the time. I got so like burned out. Now it's like fun.
Are you like in charge if you're there? Like, are you like allowed to like tell people what to do?
So my aunt's the boss. My aunt is like our savior. Her name's Rosanna, Rose Tomato Salad. She's my dad's right hand. Auntie Ro. Yeah.
That's like the most Italian iconic. Oh, the best. Thing. Oh, I got my Auntie Ro.
Yeah. No, she's Auntie literally Ro. Iconic. She does everything for us. She's the reason everything's afloat. I have to give her credit. And she is the one making the sandwiches. And my brother is honestly a really good sandwich maker. A little messy, but everyone says his sandwiches are the best because he puts like extra sauce, extra cheese. It's definitely not going to be aesthetic when you open it, but it's going to taste amazing.
Yeah, that's nice.
And I'm on register. So I'm doing the like, remember, you have to be very, like, people like want to be greeted.
Like, I'm on register.
Yeah, like, hey, how are you? Cool. You need any help with the menu? You're good at that. Let me know what you want. First time in, let me help you. You can build your own. I know it's overwhelming.
No one's going to care as much as you guys also.
Exactly.
Also, if you need to buy a house.
I'm like, if you don't want a sandwich and you do want a loan in a house, I can help you.
Yeah, like, I can get you your beach house. I can get you a condo in the North End. If or not, just a sub.
Just a sub.
Yeah, like, whatever is on the menu today for you.
Easy Wednesday for you. No problem. Just a sub. No worries. Next Friday, we'll talk houses.
All right, I have some questions. Okay. What is dinner like in the Verano home? Like, are we always cooking? If not, are we getting takeout from our restaurant?
So, one thing I love about my dad is he loves supporting and trying other restaurants. Like, I love him. Loves it. Oh my God. We actually probably have Strega less. The only time I'm really eating Strega, it's rarely takeout. It's just when I'm there. We never really get it to go home. Obviously, if I call him and I'm like, hey, bring me home a chicken marsala with fusilli, he will. Mm. But we love supporting other restaurants. So, like we'll even get Chinese food, Blue Karma, Karma in Burlington. He loves that. So we like even switch up palates. Or we'll go out for, you know, hibachi. We love Japanese food. Or we'll bring home like an Italian spot in Danvers, a Pazzi or something. The other day, like, we love supporting other businesses. And like, I don't know, you just like change up your palate and you get ideas and you see what works in other places. And again, you're just supporting other like family owned restaurants. And we love that.
Is your mom cooking?
So my mom cooks a lot. Mainly cutlets. We kind of burned her out with cutlets because she was working 14-hour shifts making it when we were first, because she had to show people how to make it.
Right.
So she was there for the first like month doing 14-hour shifts every day.
That's a lot of cutlets.
Don't show me a fucking cutlet again.
She said, I was hearing this, the pounding, in my sleep. I didn't want to hear it.
That's what she said?
Yeah. Okay. The pregnant lady with the jokes.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah.
Did you hear my joke?
Did you hear my joke?
Do you have like family dinners a lot? Or like, do you?
Yeah. So every Sunday, like growing up, I couldn't leave the house on Sundays. It wasn't like, oh, well, they're going to the beach. It's like, well, you're not. It was not that type of thing. Sunday's a family day. So even now to this day, it's like, what do we do? Whether it's going out to Moo or whether it's going out for a simple Chinese food or my mom's cooking, she'll make her sauce. She'll make ravioli or something, usually a rigatoni.
That was our life.
She cooks the beef. She cooks the beef in the sauce.
Jews and Italians, I find to be very, very, similar. Very similar.
And Greeks.
Yep.
And yeah, like there's a lot of similarities I hear, like the family culture aspect.
Everything.
Like, I don't know if I ever thought about it as like Sunday was a family day. Like it wasn't said, but it was known.
Known. Yep.
You know what I mean? So like,
I knew if someone asked me for plans, it's like, oh, I can't. Like maybe not. It just wasn't a thing.
I mean, I always say, no, I can't all plans at this point in time.
Oh, no, invite me, but I'm not coming.
Same. Yeah, yeah,
100%. I love that you're like that. I didn't think you were like that.
Oh, I'm in bed by 9 o'clock, sweets.
Let's talk about your sweets.
I feel like if you're friends with Camille or Taylor, like, that's a prerequisite to, like, no drinking.
So Camille and I love ginger ale. Yeah. We love ginger ale.
Yeah, it's but like now ginger ale is high fructose corn syrup.
I know, so it's she like got me on a healthy brand.
Zevia?
Yes.
Love Zevia.
It's so good.
She probably had that at my house.
I'm like, it tastes like Schweppes, but without all the shit that's probably in Schweppes.
Yeah, it's so sad. Like, it's just... Why would there ever be high fructose corn syrup?
I know.
Do you have a lot of friends in Boston? Or, like, do you keep your circle small?
Very small. Yeah. I always grew up.
On purpose?
Yeah. I was never that girl. I always thought, like, oh, my God, I'm going to graduate college with, like, 30 bridesmaids. Unfortunately, that just wasn't it. And it's not really unfortunate. It's just, like, the way I am. I keep a very small circle. Because if you're friends with me, like, I bring you into my family. You're in my house. Like,
me too.
You're part of the fam. You're traveling with us. Like, that's kind of the way we are. Like, my brother has one best friend. I have one best friend. But then I have, like, a ton of really close friends. But as far as like that big group or group chat of 10 plus, I've never had that.
Did you ever feel like people tried to be friends with you because of the things you had? Like, was that like your guard up in that way?
I think sometimes I just would always, this is the issue with me and it's completely my fault. And I don't want to change myself about this because I think it's what makes me me. But like, my dad always told me, you grow up thinking everyone has the same heart as you do. You'll grow up very disappointed.
I'm the same. Oh, yeah.
And I've time over time been upset, been disappointed. And I call my dad and I'm like, but I would never do them like that. But that's your first mistake, Marina.
Right.
Why are you thinking they would ever do you like you would do them?
Right.
But what does that say about me? Right. I obviously have a big heart and I keep making the same mistake over and over again because I think I just see the best in everyone.
Yeah.
And I never want to be that one that turned cold. That's just not me. So I'm like, I let it roll off the shoulder, a couple months go by, and the same thing happens.
Yeah.
And my dad's like, you're upsetting yourself because of, the, and I love you for it. He'll always tell me, but you're going to keep getting hurt if you keep setting these expectations because that's what you would do in that situation.
I like his sense of accountability, though.
Yeah. I think when we're lucky like us and you have family like us, like you can call your dad and ask him those.
Oh, life talks every week.
Like, I feel like I'm so grateful that we both have families like that because I always feel like we talk about keeping our circle small.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I feel like I can do that is because I have the family. So it's like,
my mom knows when I'm inhaling and exhaling. Like, my mom's my best friend.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I have that. I don't have a sister, right? Like in her, as much as she was a parent growing up, for sure, there was that boundary. My parents are so young.
Right.
They had us at 19 and 21 and then 21 and 24.
I didn't realize that.
So we're like all 20 years apart, give or take. So as hard as they say it was, they're so grateful now because of how long we have with them and the closeness we are with them. And like we travel, we're all best friends.
Like you could date your dad. Like he's only like 20 years older than you. Like people do that.
My dad had two kids by 25. Two kids in a house by 25.
There's only two of you, right?
Yeah. My brother's
so
2 years older.
So funny how times have changed so much now.
Yeah, like my mom was 29 with a 9-year-old. Like think about that. That's me with a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old.
It's pretty old.
That's crazy.
The kids. Like that's insane.
Oh, none of their friends have kids our age. Because they started at a more norm.
Yeah, but they're so full of life with you.
Yeah, that's like what I love.
Yeah, I see you traveling with them all the time.
My mom and I went to Italy. We had the best 2 weeks. Been like best friends traveling the Amalfi Coast.
That's so fun.
I'm jealous.
Like think about that. That's like so rare to have that type of bond. Yeah.
And you have a flexible schedule based on, because you're a real estate.
Yeah, I'm in real estate. Yeah, so I'm very flexible. I make my own schedule. And real estate's very tricky, right? You're working with a lot of different individuals, a lot of different wants and needs. And you know, when it hits. And when it doesn't, right? You could spend 6 months with a couple growing that relationship with them and they just decide maybe they don't want to buy it anymore. They don't want to buy a house and they want to wait. And you hope that obviously when the time comes, they'll use you because you just spent 6 months with them.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I love what I do because I just love helping people. I think buying a house is the greatest asset you can have. Like that's your greatest thing. You're going to pass that down most likely if it's your first home. A, there's memories because you maybe raised your first child in it. Then you move on to your second home. And now you're like, okay, now we're really growing a family. You have 2-3 kids or just the house you want to like stay in. Most likely you're going to get equity in that house and you're going to pass it down. That's so special. And like owning a home, I just think the journey of how you got there.
It's a legacy.
Oh, it's your legacy. Like think about how much work you saved on the back. Like people probably didn't even know you were saving to put down that down payment.
No, it's cool.
Like it's just such a story and to be a part of that. And then on the other side, right, selling. I know it comes down to a number most of the time because you really want to sell it and get what what you think is worth. But like, think about the wall has your kid's height or like, you don't know, all the memories.
Yeah.
You bathe your daughter in the sink at that first house. Like,
I live on the street I grew up in.
The attachment, see? It's just something to be said about that journey. So like being a realtor, I think like, and maybe people would laugh that I'm like on the more emotional side of it, but like, I love it.
I don't think that's weird.
No, I think it is emotional.
I think that makes me feel like you're not just in it for the sale.
Yeah.
That's what I would want.
No, for sure. Yeah. And why people I think work with me is because I'll walk in a house and be like,
I hate this house.
This is a piece of shit.
Yeah. I know.
I think that roof is going to cave on you in 2 years and you're going to go for a new roof.
Too. Like you could sell a cutlet sandwich or you could be selling a house. Yeah. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
I used to sell motorcycles.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't really matter if you're passionate and you have education.
And you're just good with people. Adapt to your surroundings.
Right.
It's like the biggest advice. I got two texts actually the other day.
And be
like,
real.
100%. People appreciate realness and rawness more than you know.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Because they sense like, oh my God, look, it's like you just stepped in the house. How could I be talking about it that highly?
It's hard to come by, honestly.
For sure.
Like now.
For sure.
I feel like everyone's just like,
and I meet other people that are like, oh, I love your Marina, but real estate agents are full of shit. And I can't, I agree with that statement because most of them are. And it's sales. But
it's
like,
sales,
if
I
can stand out even a little bit, I will. And I'm so grateful when people are like, thank you for not guiding me into that. Like that ended up going way over and it was not even worth it. It didn't even appraise. So many different factors come in and they're like, wow, you saved. I'm like, see, I told you it was a piece of shit.
Did you do that in LA too?
Yeah. Some license in California. I did. California taught me so much because as you know, the market out there is insane. Like working in Beverly Hills, right? It's a bit of the area. One of the only areas I can call recession proof. I mean, you're still working with cash buyers, even when America was at the lowest of the lowest and people couldn't afford diapers and formula. People in Beverly Hills were still buying.
Should have stayed and been on Selling Sunset. You would have been great.
It's so funny. Do you know that I got asked?
Come on. Yeah. You would have been so good.
I did the interview and I completely tanked it because they want drama. And I was like, oh, I'm in bed by 9. And I don't like, am I like, it's just so funny because I was being so real to who I am.
Right. You would have hated it.
I would have hated it.
Yeah.
I would have hated it.
I still love that show.
Back to, we took a quick break and Carly's back to setting Marina.
Yeah, we're back to setting me up, but back to you.
All right. So real estate. Cutlets,
yeah.
Strega, sales.
I think being in the hospitality industry, like one of the greatest gifts you can have, I always say this because my dad always says like, there's people that are street smart or book smart, right? And it's obviously great to have both. But he always looked at my brother and I, my brother's more book smart and I'm more like PhD of the streets is what he likes to call it.
Same.
Just being good with people. You don't understand, like even in your business, Rachel, same Carly, like having that like, way with people is everything.
It's really been my whole life.
Your whole life. You can't. Your parents had it. Yeah. And that's why you guys have it.
Yeah.
I'm sure your siblings have it.
Oh, my mom could literally talk to a
doorknob. She could sell me this table.
I'm actually pissed she wasn't a real estate agent. I always say that.
I think actually my dad and, I mean, your dad and my mom would probably make out is probably what I think.
But like not like in a sexual way.
Not sexually. I just mean like they would be in a corner like talking for like 8 hours. And then I feel like your mom would enter scene and then like they'd probably never leave each other.
Never. Yeah. Because it's that same
like a nice threesome. They'd have, perfect.
It's great.
Just being a threesome.
Easy.
Do you hate being in Boston? Like, what do you feel?
It's been an adjustment. I will say this. I moved back in March of this year. So I was 28 years old. I just turned 29 in June. And I love the city. And I not that it wasn't welcoming or anything. I just think that I was at such an interesting point in my life. You're not 22 anymore.
Right,
you're not
right.
23 anymore. Everyone already has their kind of group. And I've loved meeting people, whether it was through a gym. You know, I think I wanted to meet more people and network, especially in the industry that I'm in. And it's been good, but I feel like it's just harder. People are already established. Everyone's been nice, but like, you'll have a conversation. It's almost like going back, you know, those memes, like you say you'll make plans and it's like, oh my God, let's catch up soon.
Yeah. And then like you never do.
Yeah. And I'm seeing a lot of that.
But you're like, also that person you don't want to catch up.
No, I do though. Like I really want to meet new people.
Okay. So that's hard.
And it's been hard because I'm like, maybe new people don't want to meet new people.
Do you ever go out alone?
Yeah. Oh my God. I got so used to doing that in LA. That's so norm in LA, like to go and have a salad and, or a sandwich and eat alone. So norm. I was just in LA 2 weeks ago for work. Every single day in between like showings and stuff, I went to Mendocino Farms or I went to like somewhere that had like a fresh bar. I'd make a plate and eat by myself. That's completely normal. I think in Boston, I don't know. It depends on maybe the area you're in. If you're in like, you know, near a hospital, I think you're going to see that more because doctors and nurses are eating on their lunch breaks. Like, Southie, I feel
that's
like.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Go find a doctor eating on his lunch break. That's a really good idea.
Love a doctor.
Oh my God,
like
love.
Right by Mass Gen.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like Brugger's, you know.
Just or like Finagle a Bagel or whatever's over there.
Hi, I'm just getting like a little sandwich.
Finagle a Bagel.
Oh my God, the best. I used to be obsessed.
Mike makes me drive like 20, or no, he makes me drive.
Is there one up here?
He likes Einstein's.
I love Einstein's. They have that here?
Einstein's, yeah, Newton.
Huge in California. Yeah,
there's one right over there too.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, there is.
I don't know any near us in like
near
the North Shore.
Starbucks in Wayland. That's Einstein's.
It closed.
What?
I think it closed.
I like pop-up bagels. I like trendier bagels.
Oh, pop-up bagels are
pop-up bagels,
so good.
Girl.
So those are sourdough bagels, correct?
I don't know.
I think that's why people are so easy. Sourdough, they say like even a gluten-free person can have because it's easy to digest.
Yeah, we love sourdough.
No,
oh.
But I just love sourdough and I never feel like shit after eating
Sourdough is the best.
The best.
We get the sourdough called Pan d'Avion. Do you have it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the best.
So oh my God, the best.
Because it's in the Cape. We go to the Cape every
Do you go to the Cape?
No, how about this? I've only ever been to the Cape twice.
I feel like you'd love it.
I would love it. And I'm running the Falmouth Road Race next Sunday.
Oh, stop. You are?
Yeah, I've never done it before.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations.
Thank Great. You. Yeah.
Kill it. Love that for you.
I did my first half marathon in June. Oh, me too.
People love that race though. It's like short.
I literally see people running on the side of the road and I think to myself.
Are they voluntarily doing that?
Yeah, like I'm like, I actually have to like think. I said it to Mike the other day. I was like, what?
Like what went
do
through their
they
head?
They like about that.
No, I like running or walking with like music. Like it's the music that I like.
Oh yeah, I couldn't like, run or walk
I
with
love
nothing.
The music, but I want to be like in a class being like yelled at. Like
yeah, I love spin class. Spin class is for me.
Yep.
Wow.
I've been doing Pilates a little bit, but I started running because I signed up. So I went to the Boston Marathon because I had just moved home And I bawled my eyes out watching a man that had no legs. I'm talking knee down on both legs.
Oh, I remember your stories about this. And you were, I remember
and
you were saying.
He was hauling it. He was crushing it. He was running by himself. No help. Didn't even have a pole or a cane. Just literally running. Running. And I was just so inspired. Woke up the next day. Signed up for a half marathon in Gloucester.
I love you.
So at 7 a.m. I showed up and I ran a half marathon in Gloucester. First time ever running that long. I had never even done practice runs that long.
You're
and I didn't
such
stop
a little
once.
Gem. Like, I feel like some man is going to scoop the shit out of you.
I cry at the marathon too. Like, whatever.
Yeah, it's very emotional.
Oh,
weird.
It's so emotional.
It's not for me, but I understand the emotion of it.
Yeah.
Like, I get caught up in it when I'm there. And then when I leave, I'm like, I need to go. Like, yeah. It's a lot.
It's a long day of just like, and seeing that guy by himself, smile on his face, still getting high fives with no leg, not one.
It's the community aspect too. That's very sweet.
And I'm like, Marina, what is your excuse? Oh, I'm not a runner. Okay. You think he, exactly.
No, I appreciate that. I really
like that. I was
like,
his day, when he gets up to brush his teeth in the morning to go into bed is so much harder than anything I do.
Yeah, we grew up with that perspective.
No, I feel like you have perspective.
In a wheelchair, yep. So like we know
you get it.
That life. Yeah,
it just
sure.
changes everything you look at.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And it was as hard as it was.
So you did a half
it
marathon.
It was the most empowering thing I've ever done. I did not stop once, which is insane. I projected that I was going to walk. Did not stop once. You actually can't because the lactic acid like
that's kind of
fills
wild.
Up in your legs, and you like if you start walking, you can't pick back
you
up.
You can't
again.
Function.
No, you can't go again. So I just
motivation
ran through the
to
pain.
Not,
yeah.
Yeah, that's very meditative.
My mom, brother, they all had signs. My dad sent me like an inspirational video.
Were
that's
they freaking
cute.
Out?
Oh, the best. The sign said, keep going so you can pound 13.1 McFlurries.
You love McFlurries. What's your deal with McFlurries?
She loves them. So someone from my birthday actually was such a nice gift, got me. It was so nice. Family friend.
Is she going to say McFlurry?
He calculated. So I don't get a normal McFlurry. How I build my McFlurries, and you are more than happy to take this
sure.
and run with it.
Thank you. Tell us.
I'm so scared. It's called, I get it layered. So the bottom, I get caramel and Oreos.
I fucking and then love I get, caramel and Oreos.
You have to get it mixed, and then it gets into like this goop at the bottom. Oh my God, I get emotional talking about it. Then they mix the McFlurry with the Oreo, extra Oreo, you have to say that.
I'm watching
then the top
face.
Layer is caramel and Oreo. So you have the caramel and the Oreo on the
Did
bottom.
Did they get mad at you for doing that?
So my brother
yeah,
always
like,
says like maybe
achieve
they spit
this?
In it, like because it's such an annoying order, but I'm like, charge me. Whatever, my McFlurry ends up being about like $78, but it's the best $78. So a family friend calculated how I get it times 29 because I turned 29. So I ended up getting like 100 and something gift card.
Wow. Yeah. So how many McFlurries do you have a week?
So usually one, I try to limit myself.
Yep.
But when I go off the rails, sometimes two or three.
This podcast is not good for the current state that I'm in right now.
Yeah,
I
love it, but it has to be.
This much was going
to
be about food.
It has
I
to
mean,
be.
I knew
it has
we were
going to
go
way.
To food, yeah, but like I love a McFlurry too.
The best.
What's
so
next for you?
Phenomenal.
Tell me all your like future plans.
Okay, so I want to do something. It's funny that we're talking so much about this, and this is actually I didn't even know it would come up. I want to do something where I open up a dessert place.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
So I've been talking a lot about...
I have a side idea and we can talk about it after. No.
Okay.
I don't want
so I want to do
it.
Something with desserts. I want to do a healthier concept too.
I
always wanted to do
idea.
Like a juice bar, but I like the more in tuned I am with like how good I know sweets and how good I know what works. And then if I can like hammer in a way to make it healthy, I think like I'd make both people happy.
Can I make a recommendation?
Yeah.
Like this area is such an open market. I just
no,
want to say
no,
that.
No, specifically Framingham.
Like,
really?
Like, yeah. Like, it is from a business
specific.
Perspective.
Okay.
Like,
fucking.
Parler became known as the city in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And like, everyone in the city hated us because we were pulling.
It's a city.
Of course.
It is a city.
You were pulling all Newbury Street clients here.
There,
I know that.
Oh, yeah, we were. There's nothing here. That
nothing.
Is not like a chain.
No, I
like,
can't wait to send
people
you something.
Would. Luck. Like I am telling you find the right location, it would be an
really?
Absolute game changer. Yes.
Because it's only things that already exist everywhere else. It's chains.
Yeah, it's
okay.
all chains. So
there's
it's
no
like there's just nothing over here.
But
that
it's in the middle,
anything
so it's
like that.
People from Worcester come here and then people from Boston also come here.
Right, from
so
Boston,
it's like,
transitional.
This is so easy. This is like the middle point.
Yeah. It would be like it's only 20 minutes too outside of Boston. Like it is just
and with TikTok and everything that I see people driving to, they would drive if it's worth the hype, they'll drive to
100%. I would 10 out of 10 recommend that you do something
wow.
like that. Over here.
Okay.
I have like, the best idea.
There's just something.
We could do a pop-up at Parler.
Yeah, sure. We'll support you. We'll wow. get you all your first clients.
Yeah, I'll
like,
be your
got
first
you.
Client.
But don't you think that'd be so, like, a good dessert place? Like, put it this way.
I
where
mean,
are you going for dessert besides
you.
Ben and Jerry yeah. and Cold Stone? Like, just a place that's not a chain.
Like, I want, like, crepes.
Yes.
want crepes. I want like pastries. I want like, yeah.
No. Like, but we're lobster tails. Right now, can you think of a place?
No.
Right.
No.
What are you going to go to the nothing. North End every day? Like, you
that's
can't
a great
do that.
Idea. And you can mix real estate with that, find the perfect location, the background that you have in business.
Right.
I love it.
I think it'd be, I don't know. I'm just so passionate about sweets. And it's been a joke for so long that I'm like, because everyone knows me. I'm like literally a fat kid inside. Like, I think about cake when I wake up. Like, I think about making chocolate chip muffins. And then before I go to bed, like,
I'm the same way.
I want cookies and milk. Like,
you're killing me right now.
I love, love, love sweets, which is so funny because I come from a family that is in the restaurant business. Now, don't get me wrong. I love savory, but 10 times out of 10, I'm picking sweets.
And if you could make like a Belgium waffle sundae, I'd like that too.
Are you okay?
Like, I've been thinking about that.
She's just, like, she's marinating in these ideas. Yeah. And she's making me hungry.
Yeah. I have half my Ben and Jerry's cake left in the freezer in the cake.
Well, I love you.
Yeah, I love you guys.
I'd hang out with you. I'd hang out with anyone.
It's so funny because I think when people like see me or like, I don't know. I feel like this is another thing I don't like about social media. As much as I love it and I think it's so good for businesses and I'll die on that hill, especially with TikTok and seeing how it blows up products and brands. I love it. I think when people see me or like, oh, like her dad owns restaurants, whatever. Like,
intimidating.
That, but it's like, oh, she's out in the scene. It's like, I actually, like most time people say places, I'm like, oh, maybe I think I've seen it on the apps. Like, I'm not really outside like that. I'm like, oh,
no, you're in a bubble.
Social media,
you're
in a
bubble. I really am. And I don't think people think that.
I get that.
And it's so crazy because I'll hear things about me and I'm like,
I kind of thought that just because I know you
who is that?
Personally, like, and I kind of like assumed
we've talked,
that
now
like,
listen to the podcast and know who you really are.
Yeah.
You're in bed at 7 with
my
Nick
soul
Lurie.
Is coming to the truth. Yeah. Like, I just feel like a lot of people have like a misconception. I'm like, oh no, like I would love to be home with my partner, like Netflix, movies, baked s'mores.
This girl needs
if you would like to date Marina, please call 555-232.
No, really.
If you'd like,
I'm such an old soul.
If you have someone to set Marina up with, we would love to say that soul busy.
And he can come
set
here.
Set her up. So please, like,
and free McFlurries for life.
We want hot. We're looking for like 31 to 35.
Yeah, you can support me one McFlurry.
Mature, homebody, loves McFlurries, Italian, Jewish,
and
Greek.
Just likes to be around family. Like, if you're around me, you're around my family. And like, I always said, the guy that I find, I want to be able to leave the room and leave my house. With leave him with my mom and my dad. And
I love that too.
It's the best. Knowing you could leave your partners with your like family is the best.
Yeah.
Your siblings.
You'd
like,
be
I'm out.
Marrying into a great family. Like, they'd be able to provide you with all the steak you ever wanted. She would
pasta.
Be able. Yeah, pasta. There's lots of pasta.
Specifically steak.
And
great
we force
burrata.
Feed. We force feed.
Force feed. So if you'd like that, please comment below and we will set you up with Marina.
I would love that. Can't wait to meet you.
Peace out.
That's what my daughter says. She says, peace out.
Peace?
No, she says, peace sign. Peace. Can you tell everybody where to follow you too?
Yeah. So my handle on Instagram, TikTok, you name it, is Marina, MARINA _ Varano, VARANO.
And on TikTok, you have funny TikToks.
My TikTok is so unhinged.
No, I like it.
I like your TikTok.
You know what? I don't have a niche and I don't want a niche. You know
fuck
why?
A niche.
You don't always
be
able-
fuck a niche.
I'll just
niche.
Auntie Row.
I just blab. Yesterday I blabbed about how I'm so miserable on this meal plan, but I really know it's just like the sugar withdrawal talking. And I will be happy when I start to see results.
This is such a crock of shit, this meal plan.
Yeah, it's a crock of shit.
It's literally gonna be gone by the weekend.
And also stop calling it a meal plan.
What is it called?
What is a meal plan? It's called a diet.
Oh, I'll tell you. No. Nope. Nope.
Oh, you're like on a meal plan.
Yep. So I wake up, I gotta have 4 eggs.
Oh, I have to have that too.
Yeah, that's a weird.
Hard boiled. They're in the car.
In butter?
No, no butter, no oil.
Oh, just are you on?
Scrambled eggs.
Keto?
No. Keto Guido. I only know that from him.
I love him.
Sure, me too. I love him.
I love him.
I love him.
Get in there. I don't know what you're talking about.
He came into the restaurant like about a month ago. They filmed in Strega.
Did you talk to him?
I did, but he's like on and off with them.
That girl I saw, the blonde. Yeah. I know. Fucking dicks.
So.
I feel like he would have ate
you
up.
He'd
really like you.
I'm like, your family would love me. Uncle Nino.
Did you say that?
Yeah. And he was like, because Uncle Nino comes in all the time too. And he's like,
you're like his type.
Yeah. I mean, I think he likes maybe blonde.
No.
I don't know.
No. No.
All right. I'll have to slide in the DMs.
I fucking mean this.
You should.
I love him.
He's the best.
I love him.
Vinny, like from the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I love Vinny.
Yeah, Keto Guido. That's what it just reminded me of.
I don't like, I'm not.
Get
you,
back
you
in.
You say you're in a bubble, I'm in a deeper bubble.
Get back into the DM.
Like, you're like Jersey who?
Yeah. I know Jersey Shore, but I don't know. I've never seen it.
Do you hear me?
Get back in there.
Yeah, get in.
No, I have Eddie. Don't say who that's from.
Eddie.
Carly has a friend named Eddie. Eddie, if you're watching this.
Goodbye.
Eddie, she's interested.
I just winked 3 times at you. Like my
we got cutlets,
twitching.
Eddie. And he's going to really watch this.
Okay, I'm hanging up now.
Is Eddie hot?
Click! What's it called? But, yeah, so I just think that, I don't know, I'm not what people think I am, and I'm just, like, so chill. I just want to be
let
home
people think what they fucking
with the
want
family.
Also, on that note, like,
do you want to know what I did for my birthday?
Yeah, I want to know.
I had Chinese food at my house.
Yeah.
We roasted s'mores, had ice cream, and everyone left by 10. That is my dream.
Left by 10
You're
is
very
the keyest
similar
word.
To us.
Oh, the,
you sound
best.
Like us. That to me is a dream birthday.
Everyone left by 10.
Like, are you extra duck sauce?
Oh, my God. Oh, I had Kowloon.
What's your Chinese food?
I've never had it. I know. We're not that sure. We're not over there. We're far.
I will have them deliver it to you.
Okay, perfect.
They deliver.
My husband just recently went there. He said it was really good.
I just went. What's today? I went Friday night.
We were actually calculating their capacity.
Do you like scallion pancakes?
Yeah, I am a scallion pancake.
So what is your place?
Well, the place that I like recently caught fire and is now temporarily closed. Okay. I like Lotus Blossom in Sudbury.
But I get
Lotus
Mandarin Blossom. Gourmet in Newton. It's really good.
Okay, yeah. Wait, not to be confused with Mandarin in Reading?
I don't think
they're the same. Yeah.
Okay.
But you'd like Mandarin Gourmet.
I think Mandarin's a chain, the one you're talking about.
Okay.
Like there's more than one.
This
those
is
are
one
good.
That's just in
yeah, Newton. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really good.
Okay. Lotus Blossom.
This is low-key, like the funniest follow-up podcast to our gut health expert
podcast.
We
talked about like skin eaters.
Literally, we're talking about like no seed oil.
With who?
Like not like
wait,
gut
hers
health
the,
expert.
The vitamin?
It went live today. And now I'm just dead.
It's all about balance, girl.
Oh, no. Yeah. We started with Boston Cream and now we're talking about Lotus Blossom.
No, 100% and Kowloon.
Okay.
I've really enjoyed this podcast.
Yeah,
thank
and
you.
I love you.
You're the best.
So do you think we can all like get food together sometime?
No. Love you.
Oh. Peace out.
She did not just hit me with a Lily Peach.
She just literally, she hit you with the Sadie Peach.
The
we love you.
Peach. I love you guys.
Thank you
so
for
much
being
for
here.
Having me.
Thank
seriously.
You.